Blog Talk Radio.
What is thy works? How much work you got in?
oh, I thought I was supposed to be good. Yeah, you're supposed to be good. But good is seven verse 12 of Romans, keeping Torah instruction. So that ain't going to cut it. Can't say I'm good. Okay, good is you keeping Torah instruction. So what lack I yet? Keeping Torah instruction. Yeah, that's big. Yeah, I got to write that down. My goodness. I got to write that down. See, every now and then I'm good for a little statement every now and then myself. I better write that down. See, one thing about it, I keep a pen with me. I'm going to write that down too. 7 verse 12. You never know. Might deal with it. Just look on the international side and see what's going on. And we got a lot of memos out of any memos. Jamaica. Got one out of Japan. Got one out of Morocco. You know, one of these days, I think the whole city is going to do a memo show. I think they're going to just do a memo show. Those have been just scanning the band and running to something and say, I wonder what this is. Or word of mouth say, you know, you ought to listen to this broadcast. And that's the point we're saying right now. We know what's going to happen. The box KL been lit, the curtain air went up. And we got to deal with this ministry. I mean, got no choice. Ministry out there in Jamaica. I didn't, got the memo on it, and because they're asking the question, if we all be Israelites, why is the teaching is different? That's because the order got to be in order for the teaching to be the same teaching. If it's not in order, it's not going to work anyway. So you got a ministry that we got the memo on it, we got the conversation on it. We're going to bear witness that you exist. Say you've been in existence close to 40 years. And it's amazing. I never heard it for 40 years. But I'm going to zero myself on you because you called the 12 tribes of Israel from Jamaica. Where you from? The part. But you got 40 years in. And it's amazing. See, I never heard of you. But these 12 tribes of Israel, Chico Bay. So the 12 tribes of Israel in Chico Bay. So I said, it's amazing. 40 years, I never heard of no 12 tribes of Israel in Chico Bay. Tell me more about it. And the way it's different because the way y'all teach is not, it's different from the 12 tribes of Israel in Chico Bay. So we gonna find out, do you exist, when Brother Yach Doc will run you down and see, do you exist out there in Chico Bay? For 40 years you've been teaching? Man, I got to check you out. 12 tribes of Israel. 12 tribes of Israel in Chico Bay. Gonna check you out. Show gonna check you out. Let's go down the international side and see what's going on. But they ain't heard of you. We understand that part. Because one thing about it, you got to have some ministry where you shoot at. You got to have a measuring stick. See, Voices of the True Israelite is called a measuring stick. All the groups know about the Voices of a True Israelite. But I don't know about you, but I will, because if you 12 tribes of Israel, I got to zero in on you in Chico Bay to see what you're working with. We can find out what you're working with, because everybody's scanning the band because they're looking for something. They know something ain't right and time is getting short and they can't put their finger on it. So sometimes when you inquire minds, you start just hitting your computer and looking all around and you run the things or you hear word of mouth. And then you say, wow, what is this right here? Voices of the True Israelite Tribe of Yach Doc. What is this? Then you click that button. And then all of a sudden you start hearing things. So wait a minute. This ministry over in Jamaica been going for 40 years, And it's different from this one, but y'all say you both the children of Israel. See? That's how it happened. All right, we'll get into that a little bit later. Given the sixth day of the feast, all the slots is filled. And we got a lot of memos on. Matter of fact, one of these days we'll have a memo show. Probably one of these days. Never know. Might have just a memo show. I don't know what this is. 155 Blessing 264. Whatever it is, Blessing out of New York. 155-264. Let the Elf talk about that. We're going to do, we're going to get us some Irva Chico. We just got in with the, from the elders. And but we know one thing. It's not the point what you did then, it's what you do now. That's the problem saying. It's not what you did, it's now, it's what you do now. So that's the bottom line. We know we have done all we can, and we are trembling by being so cold. But in the same token, we know one thing. Sixth day of the feast day, it's all about Yahweh's business. So if you don't tie yourself out, make sure you tie yourself out in Yahweh's business. You got it? Good. So all locations open, call for detail 224-600-5579. And remember one thing. Yahweh came 70 miles of testing to get at that peace. And we will examine this organization over there shortly, you know, get Brother Yahweh all warmed up and peep out there around Kiko Bay and look and tell me about a name called the 12 Tribes of Israel from Kiko Bay. I won't, if you've been in the business 40 years, and I got to check you out. Because the one thing about it, we're going to know what you're working with real shortly. But let's bring our elder in, Brother Yagdah, people then around Kiko Bay, and look for an organization called the Voices of the True Israelite. Not Voices of the True Israelite. The 12 Tribes of Israel. They've been in business 40 years. And I ain't never heard of them. I never heard of them. I got to make sure you exist. In Kiko Bay, 40 years, 12 tribes of Israel. I got to find out. And your lead teacher is Reuben? I never heard of this. But I will. I was going to check you out. Well, we're going to find out here and bring him in. He'll tell you about the broadcast. 195 and we see the elder getting warmed up in the background. I hear him getting warmed up already. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, "Elder Mr. T of Yahweh Beach of S.A. Roy."
And Yahweh bless you, see you as well, see you, bro. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh, I remember part of the lesson yesterday was read. He said, the mother spirit said to the evil minister, said, "We know Yahweh the Son, and we know Paul, but who are you?" So the repo, we had a big time organization called Voices of the True Israelites. Not Voices of the True Israelites, 12 Tribes of Israel out of Kiko Bay, and they supposed to be uniting. They've been united for 40 years. So wait a minute now. So I gotta get off in this memo a little bit later after I found you legit. So what have you got to bring on the table? You 195 International Country 155-264 is flashing while we zero in out there around Kiko Bay. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh Bosch is here as well. Thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And I guess it would not be uncommon that you would hear a lot of things each and every day. I myself hear so many things, it's unbelievable. Just as I was mentioning about, I got into a conversation with the preacher. That's probably one of the worst things that one can ever do, especially when he's been caught in the wrong. As I said, they can think of words to say that would take you 2 weeks to analyze what all they was talking about. My goodness. But anyway, we're not going to get into that today. Another thing we'll find out is people that's ministering or speaking about Yahweh's word. Let's look to see what it says about marriages, because we find that some people out there have more than one wife. Let's see how that's looked at here in this country. Marriages in the U.S., I'll just cover maybe two other countries besides this that we'll get into our program. Number one, no states permits its citizens to enter into more than one concurrent legally licensed marriage. People who attempt or are able to secure a second marriage license, they are prosecuted for bigamy. That's a word that you probably want to look up, B-I-G-A-M-Y. A lot of people get that confused with something else. The term bigamy is the act of going through a marriage ceremony while already married to another person. Now, polygamy, P-O-L-Y-G-A-M-Y, is the practice of having more than one wife or husband at the same time. People often get those two words confused, but they're prosecuted for bigamy. And sometimes, as I said before, they use these words interchangeably in the wrong manner. Now, if you're Islam, okay, let's look at Islam. Islam is a religion. Probably one of the only religions on the face of the earth was made its upper limit as four, which we've even seen it exceed that. And that said that you can legally do that if you can afford to. Usually it's Muslims that do this. Now, suppose I'm Israel. Oh, that's great. Everybody's saying, I'm Israel. Let's look at what the law says here about Israel and wives. Polygamy is illegal in Israel. Since 1977, when a law made the practice punishable up to 5 years in prison and a monetary fine. While polygamy is a largely practiced in isolated areas in places like Negevit, N-E-G-E-V-I-T, it is still a presence in everyday life in Israel. But you can imagine in remote areas since it's against the law. Seems like they don't play. So now when you find someone who practices this, especially speakers of righteousness, they're already outside the law and outside of the Bible. We'll look at what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 3. Very simple. Let's see what 3 says. 3, let the husband render unto the wife due unto lovers, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. Don't seem like it said wives. Seem like it said wife and husband to me. Well, let's look at something else, get a closer look at it. Although there might be 14 different scriptures and different sections of the Bible, we'll only cover these two. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Doesn't mention women. Now in 1 Kings, I think I remember it being mentioned of 700 wives, but that was not Yahweh approved. Sometimes when you speak in the terms of Yahweh, the words of Yahweh, and you speak in what is righteous, you have to make sure that you're righteous, outstanding, first of all. Because you have to remember, as I said before, that road to righteousness is very narrow. As it says in 2 Esther chapter 7, verse 7, 7 says, the entry, therefore, is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there is fire on the right hand and on the left, deep water. So, you know, we don't want to veer left or right, as I said many times before. You know, you learn that a teacher should teach his students good subjects about Yahweh and also stuff that can be proven from the book. But having knowledge, a teacher even gains more experience by teaching because he questions a lot of things that should be questioned. Now, a student can learn from a teacher, as I said before, possibly learning to do the same things, mimicking the teacher one day themselves. This shows well in all the six camps that teach. Well, we have to beware by knowing the scriptures. We recognize that we have to do the Bible precepts, as often mentioned. We're given a knowledge to know that we have a lot out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings. Some even telling you, I'm the second coming. Follow me. Then you see growth. brothers jump up next time and say they're actually Yahweh the Father. Well, people that believe that are confused because of overly loud bump the gums contests for righteous learning. You have to recognize that. Even turning the Bible scriptures around is verbal weapons against your understanding of the Bible. Remembering these six things that Yahweh hate in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. 16 says, these six things doeth the Yahweh hate, yea, even seven are abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind that devilish wicked imaginations, and feet that be swift in running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brothers and sisters. And I can say, most of us has probably seen this happen already. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums, and Christianity. This is why we welcome and thank you to our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. You have to look no further, because you found that now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Enter www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, you'll see a big line, and under that line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. While doing this, always remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. This would be to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Calendar will help keep you in tune with the feast days that come to us, family and friends, throughout the year, which we're in a feast day now. And looking at that calendar will tell you what it is by biblical detail in Scripture. Live program. This is features only available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is Tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yshdh@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind, the first being our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this number, you can order our 12 DVD programs, what we call 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on a DVD. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we will have Yahuwah's story continuing on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. You'll find that this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics we discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will have to block or restrict the misuse, because we've actually seen 10 and 20 text messages coming at one time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, the beginning of our program, we did state some very important topics that you could consider, that when you do something, always make sure it's of Yahuwah, and do not try to convince your foul intentions that they're Yahuwahly intentions. So I will pass our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Elder, that's action on your part, and we'll catch you on the bottom part, but this memo really is very interesting. And why so much about you over here, and we've been over here 40 years, and we let me find out, do you exist, why zero in? I might have to make a little detour and take a peep at this right here. I got to take a peep at this, brother Yahuwah Israel. Let's see if we got smoke and mirrors and what's going on, brother Yahuwah Israel. Tell me, do the 12 tribes of Israel in Trinidad to Tego Bay that been in business 40 years, I want to make sure before we zero in on this, let's take a little peep at this right here. I want to make sure, 40 years in business, and this right here says, compared to us, Voices of the True Israelites is a novel to us, beginners. Yeah, that big talk with them. So, you know, I like big talk every now and then. Let me find out before we zero in on you. You know, since Voices of the True Israelites is a novel, I mean, oh, wow, it's a beginner compared to this big camp out here in Tego Bay and Trinidad and Tego Bay. Let's talk about it for a minute, brother Yahuwah Israel. Let me see what's going on, because I need to check people's out and see if they is on, if somebody is trying to pull my leg. If somebody trying to pull old Seer's leg, 12 tribes of Israel in Trinidad to Tego Bay. Trinidad Tobago. Well, Yahuwah Israel, let's peep at this for a minute, and maybe I can get me a little extra grin in behind if they exist. Probably they do. Well, Yahuwah Israel, Yahuwah be to your seer royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Royal. Hallelujah. Yeah, it was.
You know, I got a strange feeling, Brother Yahdai Israel. Somebody is trying to get those here, well, at least the six anointed camps, to be all over the place. You know, like a fire going on over here. And you try to put that fire out over there. You know, like you plug too much in a circuit, you know, it'll short itself out. I got a strange feeling. You know, that's why you have to make sure you be around the right people in the right company, because you mess around and you don't recover it. Well, somebody always sitting in the wings. And now over here in the 12 tribes of Israel, and they saying that Bosses of a True Israelite is a novel compared to us. We've been in business 40 years. So I don't know what all this fuss going on about Bosses over there in Jamaica. And everybody trying to get in contact with them. And we already here for 40 years. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about do this exist? 12 tribes of Israel, Chico Bay Trinidad to Chico Bay, 40 years. Come on, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, can you give me some on that before we can continue down this talk we on? Come on.
Oh, boy. The only article I ran across is from Wikipedia. And it reads,
okay.
The 12 tribes of Israel is a Rastafarian religious group. One of the mansions of Rastafaria. Its headquarters is on Hope Road in Kingston, Jamaica. The group was founded in 1968 by Vernon Carrington, who was known to the organization as Pope Gad, Prophet Gad, the Prophet Gad, the Seer Gad. The 12 tribes have been described as the Rastafari mansion, closest in belief to Christianity or Messianic Judaism. Members follow the teaching of the Rastafarian order, and members are free to worship in a church or building of their choosing.
You say they Rastafarians, and they follow what name out of the 12 tribes of Israel they follow? They're Rastafari. Now, I need a definition of that word, too, but you did mention one of the 12 tribes' names. So what name do they follow again now out of Trinidad to Chico Bay? What tribe is that again?
So the group was formed in 1968 by Vernon Carrington, who was known to the organization as the Prophet Gad.
A Gad? Did you say Gad? You mean a G-A-D?
G-A-D.
So the 12 tribes, so these 12 tribes that's over there in Jamaica, they following up on the Gad. Okay, I got a name. Okay, good. And they are Rastafarians. Find out what that means. Okay, I got Gad on the table. We got Gad on the table. We're going to find out. Okay, that's Gad on the table. And Gad is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. And they've been in business since 1968. Well, that's bad. That's a long time. 1968. I mean, that's big talker. I see why you call Bosses of a True Israelite a novel. We've been around since 1968. So, okay, you all right? Now, what's the definition of Rastafari? And did you say that they are a teacher of Christianity? Did you say that too? Did you say they are Rastafarians?
Yeah.
I want to make sure you're saying all the right things. I want to make sure I'm saying all the right things.
They are closest in belief to Christianity or Messianic Judaism.
they're closer to Christianity and Judaism.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what else you say you got? Rastafarian. Rastafarian means what?
The definition of Rastafarianism, a religious movement among black Jamaicans that teaches the eventual redemption of black people. Their return to Africa employed the realistic use of marijuana, forbid the cutting of hair, and venerates Haile Selassie as a god.
All right. That's a lot of good stuff. You want to... That's a lot of good stuff there, Brother Yagdaiah. That lets me know we all over the place, you know, and I think I would throw up. I got a couple of things. Rastafarians, they from the tribe of Gad, and they forbid to cut off hair, and they teaching up on the Haile Selassie, right?
And it said they venerate. I mean, they worship Haile Selassie as a god.
Mm. And what are they located again?
This is Kingston, Jamaica. That's where they are located.
Jamaica.
Yes, sir.
All right. You know, I got a strange feeling that those around the world is trying to get those six anointed camps off into so many didn't mess around these short circuits themselves. And Gad is one of the 10 tribes. That's one thing we do know. Gad is one of the 10 tribes. Clear about that. And Gad is the one that inherited the northern part of America, and they got in the Caribbean, so we're clear about that. But the Rastafarian teaching, that is a word, is meaning the Prince of Peace. So the Prince of Peace, meaning Rastafarian, and the Prince of Peace is the one that you just said they worshiping. This is the Prince of Peace. What's his name again?
Haile Selassie.
So this is the Prince of Peace. I ain't going to test that right now. I mean, unless Spirit of Yahweh hit me, I ain't going to test that right now. Rastafarian, the religion, the Prince of Peace, they worshiped Haile Selassie, the 12 tribes of Israel, and Tego Bay, tribe of Gad. That's a whole lot on the table for this memo, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to bypass that for a minute, but now I don't think that we ain't going to visit that now. But what we got to do, we got to get us some Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yagdai Israel. 6 days of the feast to see when we get something going on. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Okay, excellent. Well, the reason that came up, because we have another champion that was, say he listening to, and he found us on the network. But he said he's basically a member of the 12 tribes of Israel that's in Tego Bay. But why the teaching is not the same? Well, I see why the teaching is not the same. So I want to pull up this, because he said he's a champion. And we want to pull him up and see if he all right. And we'll talk about him later, but this is what helped introduce us to that we got all come up on the Rastafarian teaching. But, you know, y'all teaching is a little bit different from the Rastafarian teaching. So maybe we can take a look at this big dignitary and the seeking we well, I gotta find out what his memo is. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna put that to side too. Don't worry, I will get a chance to take a look at that. It just it'd be so much on a plate. And you just can't and this is the sixth day of the feast day. And so, you know, I don't mind taking a look at things. But like I said, it's coming from every angle. And one thing about it, that's why we have to be clear that we have to get our act together, one accord, and we got to be able to put assignments on those that got the spirit of Yahweh on them to take care of new things. So, and we'll see what happens. But let's see if we open up in the book of Adam and Eve, that brother Yahweh is. Let's open up in Adam and Eve. We open up, we ain't gonna run from what we got on the table. But we want to go the way Yahweh wants to go on the sixth day of the feast day. Then the sixth day, see, right? Yahweh came a long way to keep these feast days. And one thing about it, when asked for one day, he said, well, where's your works at? Where's your works? And you have to give him an answer. You have to tell him exactly what you want, but he already know your answer. But he'll let you make a statement knowing all the time your answer. Hold that point, Brother Yahweh. I want to hold that point. I think I want to look at Sirach. Let's look at Sirach chapter 19, verse 4, 7 through 12, 15 through 20, 22 through 24, 26 through 30. Let's see if we get warmed up with that. See if we get warmed up in Sirach 19, verse 4, skip down to 7 through 12, 15 to 20, 22 to 24, 26 to 30. Let's get warm up right there, because this memo right here is it's attracting my attention about, you know, you got my attention, no question about it. But let's see what it says there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Take from there, let me get some of this old hot air McKee in there. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 19, verse number 4, verse 7 through 12, verse 15 through 20, 22 through 24, 26 through 30 reads. Book of Sirach, chapter 19, verse 4. He that is hasty to give credit is like-minded. He or she that sinned shall offend against their own soul, their own life. Verse number 7. Rehearse not unto another that which is told unto you. You shall fare never the worse. Verse number 8. Whether it be to friend or foe, talk not of other man's life. If thou canst without offense, reveal them not. Verse number 9. For he heard and observed thee. When time cometh, he will hate you. Verse 10. Thou hast heard a word, let it die with you. And be bold, it will not burst you. Verse 11. A fool travaileth with a word, as a woman in labor of a child. Verse 12. As an arrow that sticketh in a man's thigh, so is a word within a fool's belly. Verse number 15. Money is a friend, but many times it is a slander. Believe not every tale. Verse 20. The fear of Yahuwah is our wisdom. And then our wisdom is the performance of the Torah instructions and the knowledge of his omnipotence. Verse 22. The knowledge of wickedness is not wisdom. Neither at any time the counsel of sinners prudence. Verse 23. There's a wickedness and the same an abomination. And there is a fool wanted in wisdom. Verse 24. He has small understanding and the fear of Yahuwah is better than one that has much wisdom and breaks the Torah instructions of the Most High. Verse 26. There's a wicked man that hangeth down his head sadly, but inwardly he is full of deceit. 27. Casting down his countenance and making as if he or she heard not, where he or she is not known, they will do thee a mischief before thou be aware. Verse 28. If for a want of power, if she be hindered from sinning, if when they find this opportunity, they will do evil. Verse 29. Man and woman be known by their looks, and one that have understanding by his countenance, when thou meetest them. Verse 30. A man or woman's attire and excessive laughter and gat shall what they eat.
Excellent, that, Brother Yahdai Israel. That's big talk right there. And look at what it says. That you have to weigh things up real good. Let me get a little bit more of that, because we pulling towards something. But see, it's a way that you get at something. You just don't jump down on anything. I remember they told old Michael, we was shooting basketball back in the day. They said, Mike, let the game come to you, Mike. Just don't it'll come to you. You know, same thing. We got the memo. We see the we heard a lot. But in Sirach chapter 21, Brother Yahdai Israel, let's look at verse 10 through 22 and 25 through 28. Then we're going to kind of see which way it go. Because you don't say it a whole lot. You don't say it a whole lot. You know, and I don't know whose hand is in it, but you don't say it a whole lot so far in that last, but I want to precept that. To Sirach 21, 10 through 22, 25 through 28. What that say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of
Sirach,
chapter 21. Verse number 10 through 22, verse 25 through 28 reads, Book of Sirach, chapter 21, verse number 10. Sirach 21, verse number 10, verse 10. The way of a sinner is made plain with stones, but at the end thereof is the pit of hell. Verse number 11. He that keepeth the Torah instruction of Yahuwah getteth the understanding thereof. And the portion of the fear of Yahuwah is wisdom. Verse 12. He or she that is not wise will not be taught. There is a wisdom which multiplies bitterness. Verse number 13. The knowledge of a wise man and woman shall abound like a flood. And their counsel, a pure fountain of life. Verse 14. The inner parts of a fool are like a broken vessel. He or she will hold no knowledge as long as they live. Verse 15. If a skillful man or woman hear a wise word, they will commend it and add unto it. But as soon as one of no understanding hears, it displeases them, and they cast it behind their back. Verse 16. The talking of a fool is like a burden in the way. Grace shall be found in the lips of the wise. Verse 17. They inquire at the mouth of the wise men in the congregation. They shall ponder his words in their mind. Verse number 18. As is a house that is destroyed. So it's wisdom to a fool, and the knowledge of the unwise is as taught without sense. Verse 19, doctrines of anti-fools is as feathers on the feet, and like manacles on the right hand. Verse 20, a fool lifted up his voice with laughter, but a wise man does scarce smile a little. Verse 21, learning is unto a wise man a woman as an ornament of gold, like a bracelet upon the right arm. Verse 22, a foolish man or woman foot is soon in his neighbor's house, but a man or woman of experience is ashamed of them. Verse 25, the lips of talkers will be telling such things as pertain not unto them, but the words of such as have understanding are weighed in the balance. Verse 26, the mind of fool is in their mouth, but the mouth of the wise is in their mind. Verse 27, when the unyakwali curses fate, he curses his own self. Verse 28, a whisper defiles his own self, and is hated wherever he dwells.
That's a big talk there about young guy Israel. You know, that's why I say a lot of times if we are led by the spirit of Yahweh, he'll give you a 15:21 or Luke. See, that's the point we're making. See, when you led by the spirit of Yahweh, he'll give you a 15:21 or Luke. He'll give it to you. What it says in 15:21 or Luke, 21:15. He'll give you a 21:15. If you got the right spirit on you, he'll drop a 21:15 on you. What did they say about your diet, huh?
The book of Luke 21, verse number 15 reads, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, nor resist.
Mm-hmm. He said he'll give you a mouth to be able to take care of all business, but that wasn't the first time that he will see one thing about it. Yahweh always, what do you do when he said in 5:17, what he says in 5:17 of the book of Matthew. Something he said that, Brother Yahweh, can you tell me out on what he said in 5, in the book of 5:17 of Matthew? It's something he said. And I need to take a little look at that, Brother Yahweh Israel. Because sometimes we be thinking, you know, something going on real good. And 100% of the time, what be said is a poor verse. What it says in 15:17 of Matthew.
The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17 reads. Matthew 5, verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instructions, first five books, or the seal. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
So he's saying, I didn't come to destroy anything that's already there. I just come to bring it back to your attention. And I got it written over here, and he said I was from the tribe of Gad. Then you said I was a tribe of they say they leader or they base is sponsored from the tribe of Gad, that brother Yahweh Israel. Didn't you say that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, 1 second. Let me run back there right quick to you.
Mm-hmm. I know you mentioned
said
something about
the
yeah.
It said that the group was formed in 1968 by Vernon Carrington, who was known to the organization as the Prophet Gad.
Okay, so he was the prophet Gad. So that means that if he's a prophet Gad, you just don't jump down and say that unless you got Gad down pat. Let's find out something about Gad in the 12th chapter, verse 8. Because like I said again, remember you just read a minute ago, when a wise man hear a word, he'll amend it. And then he'll add on to it. See, that was a wise man to do. He don't kick against or a wise woman. When they hear a wise saying, they'll grab their pen out, and then they'll write that down. And see, that's when we know that you're working on something. So, but we're going to find out something on the way of finding out something. So now when you're wise, you add on to it. Now, you don't kick, no. If you hear something wise, you add on to it. Let's see if we hear something wise over here in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse number 8. Let's see if we hear something wise. And let's see, since we got the attention of those out there around Jamaica and the Boston of Jewish life is a novel compared to us being around since 1968. Anyway, right. So what's all the fuss about? Everybody got to listen to out that way. And we from the tribe of Gad, and we've been around this area since 1968. Is that what we're reading up, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of years, too. That's a whole lot of years. You right. Compared to... What's their name again? What's the name of that big group?
The name of the group is called the, let me get back there, the 12 Tribes of Israel Rastafarian Religious Group.
And the leader is from the tribe of Gad. Is that right?
Yeah, the prophet.
The prophet is from the tribe of Gad.
They don't say from the tribe of Gad. It say he named Gad. That's his name.
Oh, his name Gad. So,
yeah.
So, give me counsel on that. What you think? That's you think by being named Gad, Give me 1 Kings 12, verse 6. Give me 12, verse 6 on that. Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse number 6 reads. Book of 1 Kings 12, verse 6. The king Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father. While he yet lived, said, how do you advise that I may answer this people?
Mm-hmm. Let's precept that to Sirach 32:19.
The book of Sirach, chapter 32, verse number 19, reads, Sirach 32, verse number 19, do nothing without advice, and without as once done, repent not.
Mm-hmm. So, we want to follow that, Brother Yahdai Israel. So, now... What's your take on that so far about this name Gad, or what his name Gad can be from Rastafarian and Gad, you know, what kind of advice you give Osea on that right there that you're looking at? What's the advice that you got there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The only thing I can say is if he calls himself Gad, then he's identified with the tribe of Gad. That's all I can say.
Hallelujah. Well, that's the way I look at it. So once you out of mouth of two witnesses, let's back up and take a look at Gad in 1 Chronicles 12, verse number 8.
The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 12, verse number 1. Verse number 8 reads, the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 12, verse number 1. Now these are they that came to David, to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself close because of Saul, the son of Kish. They were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. Verse number 8. And of the Gadites, they separated themselves unto David and to hold to the wilderness, me and a mite, me and a wolf, fit for the battle. They could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, were as swift as the rose upon the mountains.
Ain't that something? Man, so, but, he had a lot of power, but according to verse 8, what did they do with all that power? Because like I said, what we're hearing out there around Kego Bay and Trinidad, that 12 tribes of Israel, and we got two witness men, the teaching is from the tribe of Gad, and they are Rastafarians, but according to 17:11 in the book, you got to search the scriptures to see if it's so, and we're doing so. And then we did read over in Sirach, when a wise man hear, they will take heed and add on to it. Well, when you hear something that you can read, you're supposed to make some adjustment, because you've been the 12 tribes of Israel and Kego Bay for the last, since 1968. And your religion is closer to Christianity, Farians, and the word Rastafari means the Prince of Peace, and the Prince of Peace is Haile Selassie. So you got a lot on the table now. But you did, well, according to, we can't be wrong, but I doubt it, you from the tribe of Gad. But we find out Gad at his strength, they knew not to take that lead role. They done what in verse 8? What did the Gadites do in verse 8?
The book of 1 Chronicles 12, verse 8. And the Gadites there separated themselves unto David of Yachdah Judah.
Ain't that something? I didn't talk that about Yachdah Israel. I like the way you put that. You put it there and got to the point. And that's excellent. Now let's skip down to verse 14, down to verse 16. Let's see if we get a little bit more out of 14 on verse 16.
Verse number 14. There was of the son of Gad, captain of the hosts, one of the least was over 100, and the greatest over 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Stay on down to 16. 15 and 16.
15. Verse 15. These are they that went over Jordan in the first month, when it had overflown all his banks. They put to flight all of them of the valleys, both towards the east, towards the west. Verse 16. There came of the family of Benjamin and Yachdah Judah to the whole unto David.
You mean Benjamin and Gad, they came to Yachdah Judah in the hold it. So otherwise they came. That means they got some 242 or Maccabees in First Maccabees 2:42. So you mean what we're looking at, Brother Yachdah, you know, we keep talking, see this. We don't know how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. That's why I keep saying to the six anointed camps, you got to get in order according to scripture. We don't know how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, but we know it's going to happen. See, now, if we all believe in the Bible, and it's nothing new upon the sun with Yahweh, you know, so many organizations saying, hey, seer, you got to join your big group, got to join us. But we study reading, if you from the tribe of Gad, if you from the tribe of Benjamin, according to the Bible, you're supposed to join who that brother got that we can read? Who you supposed to join if we're going to do Bible? Who are you supposed to join if we're going to do Bible? Brother Yachdah Israel?
Judah.
Say it again, that brother. I didn't kind of hear that. Say it again.
Yachdah Judah.
So you mean the Bible saying that the tribe of Benjamin, the children of Benjamin, the big group of the Gadites, they all separate themselves to Yahdah Judah.
Yes, sir.
Is that what we read?
So we read.
That's what we read.
That's what we read.
And what happened that we can read in 17 and 18? Let's see what happened next that we can read. Here's the point. Buffer the gums and try to make you a name and do all that. That is not scripture-wise. You have to go and search the scripture to see, is it so? Whatever it is. So if Voices of a True Israelite, the six known accounts folks with John in, we're supposed to be able to read that. We're supposed to read the way it's supposed to go. Now, you can't look at numbers. You know, you look at the scripture. And if you do the scripture thing, you'll come up with another one answer. Then once you do that, let's see what happens when you play it by the rules and the regulation. Let's see what happens next when you look at the Bible. In 17, 18, what happened next that we can read?
The book of First Chronicles, chapter 12, verse number 17. David went out to meet them and asked them, said unto them, if you become peaceably unto me to help me, my mind shall be knit unto you.
Hold that point. Ain't that something? You hear what this book is saying? I mean, I get excited when I hear stuff like this. You hear what this book is saying? David went out to meet them and said, hey, all you big organizations all around the world, the Gadites, the Benjamites, he said, you come to help. You hear what the man is saying? And this Bible now. Now listen, those at Tego Bay, those over there all around America and Japan, land of Ham called Africa. Listen, you hear what the Bible saying? So now we expecting, and we all believe in the Bible. We all believe in the Bible now. So it's no accident when things come out. You just got to wait till the Spirit of Yahweh to show you how to deal with it. You just can't get excited. You got to let Yahweh move you in the scripture. So now, Benjamin, that's the one you call Jamaican today. The Rastafarians, what you call Gadites today, or verse of, you know, whatever it is. But David from the tribe of Yahdah Judah, he seen the big, they was, and matter of fact, what it says in 242, but the first book of Maccabees, we come back to this again. Let me get this in there. So we see, that's the point we making. That's why we read the 23rd chapter, verse 40, of the book of Sirach. I mean, the book of Jasper. He said, 23rd, 40, 47, he said, Eliezer, my right-hand man. Do you see what I see? He said, I don't see nothing but mountains. It's okay. Son, you know, you're going to be the head of the Asalaamu Alaikum, man, way up the road. But do you see what I'm looking at? He said, no, I don't see nothing but mountains, too. And before all that was said, he asked Isaac, you know, 23, 40, 47. He said, Isaac, what you see? He said, I see a cloud with Yahweh the Son on it, and I see a big black beast came out of the cloud, and he ran back looking at, and Abraham said, then I know one thing, you've been accepted. But my right-hand man in Asalaamu Alaikum, man, look, y'all just stay back with the ass. That's what y'all do. Till we come back. So you see, you're going to have some that ain't going to see what we see. And you will have some always rather to put out negativity. But they will never put out what's on the table of seeing the bigger picture. Just like we got organizations since 1968. They said, well, I don't know why the hoopla going over in Jamaica. We've been around here since 1968, and we think that they should get up on us. So we carrying the word, and we found out the word you carrying is the word Rastafarian, from a little Christianity, a little Judaism, and you worship a man that's no longer alive. But you got a living man, and what about him? You know, the living man? See, we worship the living man. That's what we worship. So we got to see who folks to get up on the roof, but according to Scripture. So we're going to see now, because you got our attention. Matter of fact, what it says in 418 of EZRA, what it says, Brother Yahdai Israel, EZRA, what it say?
The book of Ezra, EZRA, chapter 4, verse number 18 reads. Book of Ezra, EZRA, chapter 4, verse 18. The letter which you sent unto us have been plainly read before me.
So we got it. We got the memo. We got it. It's plainly read that we got to come together. See, you know, a lot, we keep hearing that from a lot of organizations. We need to come together. Yeah, you're right. But can we come together according to the Bible? Now, whatever the Bible say come together, then let's do Bible. Huh? Let's not look at the numbers and how many years that you've been doing this, but let's see, can we put up the record book? And we'll come together according to what the Bible said. Why don't we try the Bible come together? We'll see what the Bible's saying. And we also can read that how did Apostle Paul say that, Brother Yahdai Israel? He made a profound statement around about the ninth chapter of 1 Corinthians. Somewhere he said something. He said something there. Brother Yahdai Israel, can you help me out? I know he said something that we can read. He said something twice that we can read over there. And we want to see what did he say that we can read. Mm-hmm. That's the key. See, bump the gum contests have faded out. We got to now be able to, we got to be somebody that can go in the book and say, well, we see a lot of murmuring, complaining about this and about that going on. But we got to be able to go into the book. Because I throw one on Taylor, and you give me another one, Brother Yahdai. I throw 1 Corinthians 16:9 on Taylor. And you help those see out. I throw 16 verse 9 on Taylor. And then you give me one, too. I'm throwing 16:9 on paper first. What did I say? 1 Corinthians 16:9.
The book of 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. For a great door and effectual door is open unto me. There are many adversaries.
Yeah. Now I need that he made a group called Voices of the True Israelites last to come behind this thing, Brother Yahdai Israel. We need to read it out of the Bible. That we don't heard the best of them speech. We don't heard it. But we're going to be able to read where that he made the Voices of the True Israelites last to come behind and take care of this thing. Now, we're going to be able to read that, Brother Yahdai Ezra. Can you help those see out on reading where Voices of the True Israelite was made last? So, otherwise, to come behind everything that's going on today. Can we read that, Brother Yahdai Ezra?
My eyes is on it, sir.
Hallelujah. See, that's what I like. Let me tell you something. Around the world, let me tell y'all something. If you want to make the old seer happy, be able to throw down something that we can read, and guess what? I'm your greatest supporter. If you can bring something to the table that we can read, You got my attention. So whatever you're saying, if you can show me in the book with the precept. Listen, we found out in the early, we don't know why we talked about this a lot. It says when you hear a wise saying, you will amend it and add on to it. That's the way we, that's the way, so if we see where we supposed to join in and take the gather together, then you supposed to be able to go in this Bible. Because we all believe in the Bible and show it to us. But look what we get ready to read. What did we read that, Brother Yahya Israel?
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 9. It reads, "For I think that Yahweh has set for us the voices of the true Israelite light, as it were appointed to death. We are made a spectacle unto the world, to minister spirit and to men."
Take that stuff. See, we've been made last to come behind whatever on the tape. We don't watch the best of them get out there. We don't watch all of the ministries around the world get out there. And we see that the closest one to the straight up Bible is Voices of the True Israelite. They use the four letters as the name. They worship the living Yahweh. They don't worship no man that is written in 146, 1 through 4. See, when you worship a man, do you know in Psalms 146, 1 through 4? So if you got a teaching about a man, let's see what David says about a ministering spirit about a man. 146, 1 through 4. Now, just remember, where we're coming from is the Bible. So it's no accident. So let's see what it says. If you worship a man, what's going on in 146, 1, 2, 3, 4, the book of Psalms?
The book of Psalms 146, verse number 1 through 4 reads, book of Psalms 146, verse 1, praise you. Verse number 2, while I live will I praise Yahweh. I will sing praises unto my Yahweh while I have any being. Verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, whom there is no help. Verse 4, his breath goeth forth, he returned to his earth, in that very day his thought perish.
So the definition of Rastafari, help me out that word. Help me out with that word again, brother.
Rastafarianism.
Okay, that's good. The Prince of Peace, that's what it means. And just told you, don't put no trust in the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace that's not living, but you got another Prince of Peace that's living. You know, the one that's called in from the beginning. You got a Prince of Peace that's living, and if you worship a Prince of Peace that's dead, then that's kind of contrary to the Bible, because their thoughts. What their thoughts do is that, and what happened about their thoughts again, Brother Yahya?
In that very day, their thoughts perish.
So they will not know what you're doing. They will not know what you're doing. They will not know, because that very day their thoughts perish. And while you worship them, according to the wisest man in the world, says something. I mean, this is wild. I mean, really, I don't have nothing prepared. I'm just playing it by ear. Because the bottom line is, we want to examine ourselves, and we know it's going to happen. That's why we, you know, come on network 6 nights a week, and we, in this ministry, aim for the 6 anointed camps to understand one thing. Don't take this lightly. Practice precept in your Bible with the right spirit. And because you're going to be on the clock. Just like you was on the clock about that 20 verse 26 of Exodus. See, you was on, you know, that verse was totally read wrong by a novice and was passed on by the memo of one of the six anointed camp members. And they passed on some folly. Just like, that's what I told a brother a long time ago. Brother say, well, you know, a blessing is a blood ritual. Well, that's big talk. Blessing is a blood ritual. I said, you gonna have to bring that on in, brother. You gonna have to bring that in. You gotta use that Bible. A blessing is a blood ritual. Hey, brother, you got to get busy on and put a lesson together on that from the Bible. That when you read the word blessing, it's a blood ritual. See, he wasn't able to deliver. See, that's the point we mean, see, you got to be able, if you put something out there, you got to be able to deliver. And when it's hard and heavy. Because sooner or later, it's not going to be just a fire drill. It's going to be a fire. So now, to present your case, you must know how to go in this Bible and put on your case. And you got to be able to do it, you know, with ease. Huh? Let me get that. Sirach 8 and 14. Let me get that out the way. So it got to be with ease here. I got to hear that word ease again. See, I'm saying something. When you got the spirit of Yahuwah on you, we will know it. And then you be able to recognize that spirit all over the world. You can say, well, you know, the 12 tribes of Israel from Tego Bay, they got that same spirit back to Africa. And they're from the tribe of Gad, and they're teaching about Rastafarian. But you will know. See, I'll be trying to tell those brothers, let me tell you something. You don't worry about somebody mistaking this ministry with somebody else's ministry. You will know about this ministry. But this ministry is going to do something that you got to have the spirit of Yahuwah to do it. Four-letter name, precept your Bible. Paint your picture. That's how we roll. Now, if we find someone else that roll better than that, then we ain't got no choice but to say, okay, here we are. Take us in. But if we look directly at what you got on the table, and it's not lining up with the four letters, the precept, and you don't even have fringes on, so we got to look at this thing a little bit different. I mean, if you're going to do Bible. Now, I'm not sure that you wear fringes. I can't make that statement. But properly, the tribe of Gad in the Bible wore fringes. Now, we're going to find out a little bit later, do the tribe of Gad that's in Jamaica, do you wear fringes? Do you keep the Sabbath day? Because we know we got one strike against you. Yahuwah is the living Yahuwah. We got no ceremonies about nobody that they thought from Paris. Look what it says in the ninth chapter of Ecclesiastes, verse number 10 and 11. Then come on back to verse 4 and 5. Read verse 10 and 11, then come back to verse 4 and 5. See, you know, see, this thing in Zechariah 6, verse 4, it's not going to be by might. It's not going to be by numbers. It's not going to be how fast you run and jump, squat, kick. It's going to be by his word. So his word is going to prevail. So that's the key to it. The word is going to prevail. And that's how you put your case on. Not a round table. Not that you've been there longer and Bosses of the Truth is like is a novel compared to We Are Beginner compared to your 1968, and that is true. But Yahuwah put in ministry last to start tightening this thing up, and you will know about the pages of the scripture. But look what it says over here. Women zero in on you. And Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, 11, then crank back up to verse 4 and 5.
The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 10, verse number 11, verse 4, verse number 5 reads. Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Verse number 11. I return and saw under the sun that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Do ye bread to the wise, nor ye riches to men of understanding, nor ye favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Verse number 4. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 4. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Verse 5. For the living know that they should die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten.
Mm-hmm. So you don't go out to no graves with no burning candles and sitting around. And you know, you're supposed to honor your forefathers and mothers. But that's remembering their works, not to have a ceremony about them, period. Because we can go on and on and that. Now, you have to get past that because he said in 5 verse 12 of Romans, he made a final statement in 5 verse 12. Hear what he said in 5 verse 12.
The book of Romans chapter 5, verse number 12 reads, book of Romans chapter 5, verse number 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, death by sin. And so death passed upon all men and women, for that all have sinned.
So one man sinned, and sin entered into the world. And this death is going to pass on to every man. So this death thing is going to pass on to every man. But then when you precept the Bible, Then you be at the crossword, you know, 32nd chapter. Then you end up at the crossroad when you hear stuff like that. Look what it says in the Bible in 32, when you precept the Bible, 32, verse number 39-41. Deuteronomy 32, verse 39-41. What did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 39-41 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 39. Deuteronomy 32, verse 39 reads. See now that I am he, and there is no Yahweh with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Verse number 40. But I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. Verse 41. If I wet my glittering sword and my hand take hold of judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and will reward them that hate me.
Wow. This guy right here said he lived forever. He said he lived forever. Then he also said in 14 verse 12 something he was going to do. He had written something he was going to do. What did he say he going to do in 14 You said that was a tribe of Gad, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, what it says in whatever we just said a minute ago, what we say?
14:12.
Okay, what about it? It got past me. What it say?
You never did give a book. Just 14:12.
It got away from me now and then, bro. Y'all die as well. Because when we said that 14:12, you know, look at the Brother Micaiah said. He said, St. John. Okay, all right, Brother Micaiah. But Brother Micaiah, let's figure out a way to throw a little jab on the network. St. John, okay. Brother Micaiah. Mm-hmm. I like that spirit. St. John, 14:12. What did it say?
The book of St. John, 14:12. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. The greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father.
Nice. Now we got to find out, is the work was left with prophet Gad, or is left with this he that got to be identified? Who is his he? Because we just read that Gad came looking for David of Southern King. We just got to, and David made a final statement. I want to go back and finish up. I think David said something else. Yeah, bro, y'all, I need to go back to that. You see, run back over there again, because David said a little bit more in verse 21. Now, I want to go back to verse 21. Let's go back and see. He said something in verse 21. What book we was in? We was reading in the Chronicles. So now, to look at, see here, now run back and put 21 in now, okay? We just said we was old. Over in the Chronicle book there, Brother Yahya, we've seen around the ninth chapter, we find out that Gad and Benjamin, they all came and found David. But we didn't read verse 21. Can you help me out on where we was at? Because wherever we was on, I need verse 21. And whatever on 21, I don't know, but we're going to hit it. What you working with there, Brother Yahya?
2 Chronicles chapter 12,
mm-hmm.
verse number 21.
What do you read?
The book of 2 Chronicles. That first Chronicles.
Yeah, make it first, that's right.
First Chronicles, and, 12.
Yeah, take it on down to 21 to 24. Yeah, go ahead and take it down there, Brother Yahya. Now we paint a picture. The Gadites, one of the tribes of Israel, and then Benjamin, both of them, and they came looking for David because the reason they were looking for David is back up and pull up in 1 Maccabees 2:42. And
the first
46, yeah, and 46 and 47. Let's see why that happened. 42, then skip down to 46 and 47.
The book of 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 42. Verse number 46 and 47 reads, first book of Maccabees chapter 2, verse number 42 reads, 1 Maccabees 2, verse 42. Then came there unto him a company of Assyrians, who were mighty men of Israel, even all such as were voluntarily devoted unto the Torah instructions. Verse 46, what children soever they found within the coat of Israel uncircumcised, though they circumcised valiantly. Verse 47, they pursued also after the proud men and the work prospered in their hand.
Yeah. So this is how it happens. So now once we hear the scriptures, like I said, again, we can do a memo show, and how it was brought to my attention, you know, based upon this memo But we can't get in everything in one set. But one thing about it, when you hear what the Bible is saying and you connect the Bible together, you connect the books real good, you're supposed to make adjustment according to what you can read. Now, we found out that the Gadites and the Benjamites, and the reason in the book of Psalms there, it talks about something. You know, the Bible talks about something in 68 chapter, verse number 26 and 27. What it say there in Psalms of Psalm 68, 26 and 27 says what?
The book of Psalm 68, verse 26, verse 27 reads, book of Psalm 68, verse number 26. Bless you, Yahweh, in the congregation, even Yahweh, from the fountain of Israel. Verse 27, there's little Benjamin with their ruler, princes of Yahdah Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali.
Yeah, Lil Benjamin, he called Lil Benjamin. See, Lil Benjamin understood these. See, let me tell you something. When you do the homework, Lil Benjamin is the one that's called partial of the Maroons, called the Runaway. And I don't know why you continue holding that title, because when you find a word called the Maroons, it means it got you as a runaway pig. I don't know why you're holding that title. You got to come back to Job 8:8 and verse 10. See, listen, that's why we know what you're working with. But when you call yourself the Maroons, then you find out where these words come from through their own writing, they was calling you a runaway pig. And then you turn right around on a celebration of your victory, and you take a black pig and you a wild boar and you eat up some pig, and even today you love eating pig. But see, in the book of chapter 11, it tells you don't do that. But see, don't want to tell you don't do this. Is the one he has shown this thing to, and then they have it. So they got to be identified. See, now, Gad supposed to have been able to, if Gad is who they say they are, and I believe you've been there since 1968, then if you read over there, you've been told the other part of the Benjamites, the Gadites, then we don't need no hog now. I don't care what kind of victory we got. And remember, the victory wasn't not there until the sister out of the Ashanti tribe came, and that's the tribe of Judah. And her brothers, her three brothers, were from the tribe of Judah. She mapped out the plan and told her three brothers, Kojo. That was her brother. And they from the Ashanti tribe. We trace Ashanti tribe back. That is the tribe of Judah. Judah is the one that mustered the battle, and then the blessing of Yahweh kick in. So now, if you've been in business since 1968, you got part of your body, of your brother, July the 6th, going to be looking for a black pig, and everybody's going to strip him down and eat him up. And then you're going to do a lot of walking around. And the book of chapter 11 said you don't do that. So now, you know, that's why we got to examine what you're working with according to this Bible. Now, if we do Bible, we always the same, but we got to find out who's supposed to follow who, but what by the rules of the Bible, who follows who. Now, how much time they got in now? Let's look at this Bible. And now we found out that that little Benjamin, because Benjamin is the last tribe, he's the last son of Israel. That's why he called. And you know, if you got a little brother, you know, you always look out for your little brother. I don't care how old he is. Y'all look out for your little brother. You know, the one got little brothers and stuff like that. You know, little brothers. So that's why they call him Little Benjamin. But Little Benjamin understood the Bible way, that he had to make sure he stayed close by Yahshua Judah. Now, so if Benjamin today, or the Gadite today, is out of the protocol of Yahweh, then if you wise, you take a look at scriptures again, and you are hear this. And let's see what you're supposed to hear. Now we're back to the 12th chapter, and Big Digging Tears was moving around real good. Let's see what happened in verse 21 that we can read. First Chronicles 12, 21 down to 24. And see, remember, we got to bring the reading back to the table, not to strategize, because the work has already been done. 21 down to verse 24 says what?
Book of First Chronicles chapter 12, verse number 21 through 24 reads. First Chronicles 12, verse 21. And they helped David against the band of the robbers, for they were all mighty men of valor and were captive in the hosts. Verse 22. For at the time, day by day, they came to David to help him until it was a great host, like the host of Yahweh. Verse 23, these are the number of the band that were ready, armed to the war. Came to David to Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of Yahweh. Verse 24, the family of Yahweh Judah that bear shield and spear were 6,800 ready, armed to the war.
Hey, now, I ain't got no mirror over there with your brother, Yahweh Israel. But it just put skin and grin and stuff in.
Yes, sir.
this book will have you skinning and grinning. You hear the man saying? They knew to come, all of those tribes. Now let's pay a little bit more. 13. 1, 2, 3, 4.
First Chronicles 13:1-4 reads.
And then tie verse 8 in, and just tie verse 8 in, just make it sound good, tie verse 8. See, we're going to tell you, listen, see, if you're hearing this, see, this is what we're trying to say. The Bible's going to tell a story. If you're hearing this, it's on the camera. Listen, you got to get this kind of spirit on you, and we're going to show you what happened if you get this kind of spirit on you, because sooner or later it's not going to be a fire drill warning. It's going to be a real fire. And we got to find out one thing. Our record is the Bible. So whatever the Bible say, that's what we got to do. 13:1-4 and verse 8.
The book of 1 Chronicles 13:1-4 and verse number 8 reads. 1 Chronicles 13, verse 1. And David consulted with the captain of the thousands and hundreds, with every leader. Verse 2. And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good unto you, that it be of Yahweh with Yahweh, let us send abroad unto our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also the priests, the Levites, which are in their cities, the suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us. Verse 3. And let us bring again the ark of Yahweh to us, for we inquired not at it in the day of Saul. Verse 4. Now the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. Verse 8. And David and all Israel played before Yahweh with all their might, and will sing it with harp, with psaltery, with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets.
Yeah. So you see when you do right, And when you see when you put Yahwa before you when you do right? Now you see what happened? We'll precept and show you what happened. Let's go to Zechariah. See, now you see? You see what happened if you don't make a decision based upon emotion. Make it according to the Bible. And you see the end of it? Now we're going to read what was going on. Now we're going to read what happened in 9 verse 14. Now we're going to read what happened. And take it out in verse 16 through 17. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 14. See, it's no accident, you know, that things come up. That's why we got to be prepared when it come up. But you can't do no, you can't be the bump of dawn prepared. You got to be Yahwali prepared. But you know the outcome of what happens that you can read. 9, 14, 16, and 17. Tape, remember, put a verse on tape. Then respond behind that. Put it on tape. What it say?
The book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 14, 15, and verse 16 reads. Zechariah 9, verse 14, 16, and 17 reads. Zechariah, chapter 9, verse number 14. And Yahweh shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the light. Yahweh shall blow the trumpet, shall go with whirlwind of the south. Verse 16, Yahweh shall save them in that day as a flock of his people, for they shall be as the stones of a crown lifted up as an ensign upon his land. Verse 17, how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young men chip, and new wine the maids.
You say, what they gonna be? What they gonna be eating that belly out by Israel? They gonna be what? What they gonna be eating?
Corn shall make the young men rejoice.
Not no pig. No, they ain't gonna be joyful on no pig now. See, remember, listen. What you get ready to do over there on January the 6th, you get ready to find a black hole. And you going to celebrate what the Ashanti leaders did when they were sent over there to do what? Let's see. It's no accident. Okay, let's see what we find out into what the book say behind that. The book will tell you that we going in the book and see what it says in the 45th chapter. Let's look at verse number 5 of Genesis. Let's see what it's all about. Genesis 45, verse 5. What is it about in 45, verse 5 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Genesis 45, verse number 5 reads, book of Genesis 45, verse 5, and it reads, and therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourself. You sold me hither. Yahweh did send me before you to preserve life.
Yeah, see, the bosses are the true Israelites. Got a big job, and that's why I told the brother. I said, brother, you see the one that got the title? Brother, you know, hook some cables to him. This is a great responsibility right here now. We got to hook some cables to him to make sure they up on this right here. You got to get up on this right here. We is to save the other 11 tribes and ourselves, but we got to get in order. We got to get in order because it's written in Psalms 60, verse 7 of a final statement. It's written. You want to try to get around it? Then Psalms 60, verse 7. What it say in 60, verse 7 that Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Psalms, chapter 60, verse number 7 reads, book of Psalms 60. Verse number 7. Gilead the mighty, Manasseh the mighty, Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Yahdah Judah is my Torah instruction giver.
You see that? Not Gad, not Benjamin. The one that's supposed to do the Bible talking now. Precept that to 108 verse 8. See, this, you're getting ready to do something January the 6th. You're going to be worshiping the tribe of Yahdah Judah. But all of them is dead. But you get ready to do that. They were sent, and they done their duties. But they in the ground now. The ones you worship over there now, he undone what he had to do. Mark is garbage. They undone what they had to do. But they in the ground now. What's alive and living is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. You got an ear to hear? Then hear. Gad is not on record to do nothing but find his way to the lead tribe. Little Benjamin is on record just as he got convicted by the Shante tribe of Judah. Yahweh don't change who he wants to make him be seen before you. You have to understand, put the spirit down your head and get behind the six anointed camps of bosses of the Jewish life. We're going to show you what the Bible says. Then Yahweh going to intervene. That's why I tell the six anointed camp, listen, you got to get this down right. You got to get ready for this. Because right now, we're supposed to send three, four big dignitaries over there right now. After this lesson is told, and say, well, we here to see what you're working with. You've been in business for a long time, but now we here to put some book on you. Right now. Right now, see, right? That's all we got to make sure we got this down pat. But you got to have the right spirit on you, not because you're educated. That don't mean anything. You got to have the spirit of Yahweh on you. That's the key. Precept the Bible. That's a game changer. 108, verse 8. Precept it. It locks it in. And it takes the lock off your head, too. It's like a key to a lock head. Precept your Bible like you're taking a key, sticking it right in the back of that locking. Click. Take that lock off of your head. I mean, your precept is Bible. 108 verse 8 says what? Listen good.
The book of Psalms 108, verse number 8 reads. Psalms 108, verse number 8. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Yahdah Judah is my term instruction gift.
Not the Rastafarians, the Prince of Peace. Not the tribe of Little Benjamin. Not the tribe of Gad. The one that talks now is the tribe of Yahdah Judah. That's the one talking now. Because if anything jump off, the only way Yahweh going to intervene, you got to see the lead tribe. Mustn't up the battle. Because when he came in the flesh, what tribe did he come down to? Michael. 5, 1, 2, and 3. Now here he come. He see every tribe it is. All 12 tribes is stretched out. Now here comes Yahweh, the Son, out of heaven. He said he's going to tell the seer exactly which one I'm going to come down to. Now we got 12 tribes. We got the Gadites. We got the Benjamites. We got them all there. Let's see what he did that we can read. Then we're going to precept that and see what Moses said about that. Here we come. Micah 5, 1, 2, 3. What does it say?
Book of Micah 5, verse 1, 2, and verse 3 reads. Micah 5, verse 1. They gather yourself in Tuts, O daughters of Tuts. He'll lay siege against us. He shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. Verse 2. Thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Yahdah Judah, yet out of you shall he come forth unto me, and is to be ruler in Israel, who's going forth from of old, from everlasting. Number 3. Therefore will he give them up to the time that she which travailed and brought forth, that the remnant of his brethren shall return to the family nation of Israel.
So you see how it's going to happen? You see how it's going to happen? And you know Moses said in 33 verse 1 and 7, Moses made a final statement. He didn't know why he made it. But Moses dropped it down and said, hey, who's going to pick this up? Who's going to read this at the time of come? Who's going to look at 33, 1 and 7? Who's going to do it? Right? You heard in the ministry, I read you Deuteronomy 33, 1 and 7. Have you ever, what ministry that you heard? Think back, that read you the 33rd chapter, and they read verse 1 first, and then they skipped down to verse 7. Tell me, have you ever heard it? That's you to say.
The book of Deuteronomy 33, verse number 1. Verse number 7 reads, Book of Deuteronomy 33, verse 1. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Yahweh, blessed the family of Israel before his death. Verse 7. This is the blessing of Yahdah Judah. And he said, Hear, Yahweh, the voice of Yahdah Judah, bring him unto his people. Let his hand be sufficient for him, and be you a help to him from his enemies.
Wait a minute. Here the boys of Benjamin and the Gadites. Did Moses say, the man of Yahweh said that? Who? Now, at the time when Moses made this statement, all 12 tribes was right there. What do you mean, how I know that, WCC? You know, you've been quiet pretty good. Okay, I bag up. Let me take care of that for you, WCC. You mean how I know that? How do I know that? Let's see, can I see how I know that? In the 18th chapter, Brother Yahdah Israel, Exodus. Now, WCC, 500 million members ask, how do I know that? Well, let's see. How do I know that? Let's run to Exodus chapter 18. And let's pick around by verse 13. Let's read down, let's read 12. Then let's skip down to verse 16 to 17. No, 6, no, 12, 18 verse 12 and 16. Let's see how I know that. Let's see. Exodus chapter 18, verse 12, and skip down to verse number 16.
The book of Exodus, chapter 18, verse 12, verse 16 reads.
Well, put 15 there. Make it sound good. Drop 15 with it. Drop 15, 16. You might as well go and make it sound good.
The book of Exodus, chapter 18, verse number 12. Verse number 15 and verse 16 reads, Exodus chapter 12, verse number, Exodus 18, verse number 12. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrificed for Yahweh. And Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses, father-in-law, before Yahweh. Verse 15. Moses said unto his father-in-law, because the people come unto me to inquire of Yahweh. Verse 16, when they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another. I do make them know the statutes of Yahweh and his Torah instructions.
You see, and Moses said, and what did Moses say in 33, verse 7 again? And it's afterwards. So now Moses understood that. But Moses was told in 33, verse 7. You see what he said he was going to do? So he knew he had to push it so far, then turn it loose. And so that's why he prophesied of him turning it loose as the Leviticus, the Levites, were doing their thing. But he prophesied he got to turn it loose. And he said right here in 33, verse 7, he turned it loose. Watch this, verse 7, 33, verse 7.
Look at Deuteronomy 33. Verse 7 reads, this is the blessing of Yahdah Judah. And he said, hear Yahweh, the voice of Yahdah Judah. Bring him unto his people, that his hand be sufficient for him, and be you a help to him from his enemies.
So now what got to happen to those that hear and got to hear? Let's run to Abinadi chapter 8, 1 through 4. So now what got to happen? So now you hear what he's saying. So what got to happen? So you see, it was prophesied that Yahdah Judah will be the one that will muster the battle. We can read the 11th chapter, verse 11 and 12, and let you know Isaiah, we're not going to read. It tells you that Yahdah Judah got to be in every nation upon the sun. Why so? Because you know you're going to get into a battle. And the only way you're going to win, you got to recognize the scripture. Judah got the lead. And then you follow what they got on the table. Then we all going to sing and dance. But as long as you keep on doing what you're doing and not get up under the 690 camp of voices of the true Israelite, you're slowing the process, which is going to happen anyway. And you can't come up with no speech. You got to recognize what's written in this Bible. If you got something that's different from that, we ought to be able to read it. But what we're reading so far, ain't nothing going to happen to Judah. Look into your situation and show you what you got to do. And all we're going to do is show you what the Bible says. Look what it says over here. Haman 8, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4. What it says, Brother Yahdah Israel?
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 8. Verse 1, 2, 3, and verse 4 reads. First book of Adam 8, verse 1. And Adam wept and said, O Yahweh, when we dwelt in the garden and our minds were lifted up, we saw the angels that sang praises in heaven. But now we do not see as we were used to do. Nay, when we entered the cave, all creation became hidden from us. Verse number 2, Yahweh said unto Adam, when thou was under subjection to me, thou hast a bright nature within thee. For that reason could thou see things afar off. For after thy transgression, thy bright nature was withdrawn from thee. It was not enough to thee to see things afar off, but only near at hand, after the ability of the flesh. Well, it is bluish. Verse number 3.
You see, did y'all get that? Did you get that? See, the reason why, you know, you're not going to see until you remove the spirit of your education and understand that if a ministry can go in this Bible on whatever point it is, and show you what the Bible says. And then they'll precept the Bible and show what the Bible says. Now, if you got a ministry that can do that, then we want to see about it and hear about it. But you got to have a name. And we know one thing, if you Christians are part of Christianity and Judaism. It tell you, Judges, you can't go that direction. You got to be YHWH above. Let's go to Surah chapter 15. Seven, 13 and 14, 18 through 20. The book of Surah, chapter 15. We gotta see if we get a little precept out of that. Surah, chapter 15, verse 7. Let's get down 13, 14, 18 through 20. So you know, if you're wise, you'll be given the 690 camps to call on the international line. That's what you got to do. 224-600-5579. Listen, the only way we're going to make this work, we got to let the Bible be the guide. And what the Bible say, we got to make our decision according to what the Bible say. They're like the feast day. Right now, this is 6 days. Or the feast of dedication. Those that's over in Jamaica getting ready for the celebration of four heroes of the tribe of Yagda that saved y'all, and y'all got them as a runaway slave from Africa. They're not a runaway slave from Africa. Yagda sent them there to preserve your life. But you have the feast. If they can wake up right now and see what you get ready to do on the 6th, you got your agreement that you made a lead with them, because you only going about an agreement that you made on January the 6th, a treaty that they broke a couple years later anyway. Why are you going on a treaty that was broken? They didn't keep that treaty. They broke that treaty. You know, do we have to show you that? We will. The treaty that you're going on and you trying to bring that to the table, they broke that on you after all the big dignitaries that won the war for you. They put in a treaty to tell you the runaway slaves you got, you get them back to us and we'll go into it. How you gonna go? I got you with an arm locked around your neck. You can't make no treaty with me. I'm one-on-one. And you made a treaty in Latin. Kojo didn't know nothing about no Latin. He ain't signed no Latin papers. And now you got a treaty you're going on. Kojo didn't sign no Latin papers. He couldn't read the English or the Latin. That same thing that the guy done over there in Belgium. You know, the one that went over in the Congo and he just went and got and said, look at this, put an X here. Just put an X on the paper. Don't know what they read. And he showed the course of the world. You see, they signed their land over to me. Now, this brother, this sons of Esau, taking over the whole Congo. And then the one that didn't bring the gold to me, he cut off their wrists. And do you know, right over there in Belgium now, they got a year they celebrate, and they have a chocolate hands, and you people's buying the chocolate hands and don't know what you're buying the chocolate hands for. That was Yahdah Judah got their hand cut off. And now they got a once a year they do over there, they make chocolate hands over there in Belgium right now. You go on your computer and pull it up. They got chocolate hands. They be celebrating the Belgian signing the treaty, taking over your land, and you didn't bring enough gold over there to them. And they chop your hand off by the ones that call the Moors that help them out with the fed hats. The ones that fed hats is the one cut your hand off. The one you call the Moors. You got any history? position on the camp, New Orleans. We'll look at your situation and say, wait a minute. You mean you got a celebration going on over there in Belgium today? Once a year, you got a chocolate factory. When you said WCC? Okay, well, they'll do that then. Listen, you got a chocolate factory that you do, you have chocolate hands, a chocolate, celebrating what Leopold did to Yagda Judah that was over there that you call Bantus and all that kind of stuff. Bantu is not but a watered-down word for Yagda Judah. See, we got a lot of fires to put out. That's why this little chump change, somebody else got to take care of the chump change. You know, they're getting rid of it. They cut your hand off because you didn't bring enough gold. They got a chocolate factory, and you eating chocolate, don't know you celebrating your brothers and your sisters getting their arm cut off because they couldn't get Leopold enough gold. You see, we got a lot of teaching to do. Because they're going to break up every direction. And you know what's written in Nehemiah 2:10, but we understand it. We know we can read Nehemiah 2:10, Brother Yagda Israel. Can we read that? Can we read some Nehemiah 2:10, that Brother Yagda Israel?
The book of Nehemiah 2, verse 10 reads. Nehemiah 2, verse 10. When Sanballat, the Horonite, Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, he grieved them exceedingly that there was a come a man to seek the welfare of the family of Israel.
You see, they're going to get grieved all over the world. That's why, but we can't come until we get in order. Oh, well, we just, we'll call the day, Brother Yagda Ezra. Give me that Torah 15, verse 7, 13, 14, 18, and 20. So you see, you know, it's so much teaching got to be done. And that's why I told one of the brothers out of the Sixth Anointed Camp, them brothers got them titles, hook some cables to them or something. You know, they got to step the game up. You got to know what's going on through the pages of this book. It's too many files to put out. You see what happened to David, didn't you? The Gedites, the Benjamin, they came to David. David said, y'all come peacefully. Y'all come to help me, right? And the same thing, the boys of two Israelites. We need help. Land, school, banquet hall. We need a big school. Huh? Big school. You know why? But it can come and sit down and learn how to get Yahweh to intervene on there. You got to stop dragging your feet on paying your tithes, free will off, and donations. You got to get in where you've been in there. What is it for? Big school, banquet hall, big dignitaries all over the world coming in and sitting down. And you tell them what they got to do, then Yahweh going to intervene. But you got to stop dragging your feet. You can't have the Baruch spirit. What's the Baruch spirit in the way in 45th chapter? What did Yahweh say about that spirit? Then we read it. We read it here and we'll close it out, Brother Yahweh Israel. What did Yahweh tell Jeremiah to write about? Do you got a Baruch spirit on you? Let's see what Yahweh says about that Baruch spirit. Huh? 45. Let's read a little bit to get our point.
Look at Jeremiah chapter 45, verse number 1. Jeremiah 45, verse number 1. Jeremiah 45, verse 1. The word that Jeremiah the seer spake unto Baruch, the son of Neriah. And he had written these words in a book at the mouth of Jeremiah the seer. The fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Yagda Judah, saying, the save Yahweh. Yahweh of Israel, unto thee, O Baruch. Verse 3. Thou didst say, woe is me now, for Yahweh hath added grief to my sorrow. I faint it in my sight, and I find no rest. Verse 4. Thus shalt thou say unto him, Yahweh saith thus, Behold, that which I have built will I break down. That which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. Verse 5. Seek of you great things for yourself. Seek them not, for behold, I bring evil upon all flesh, save Yahweh. But thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places wherever thou goest.
He said, I should kill you, Baruch. You read about it. You woe is me. You worry about that old piece of property. You worry about all things that's contrary to Yahweh's word. He said, I should kill you, Baruch. You holler about woe is you. I'm going to take down a whole nation of Israel, and you worry about the piece of property you got. That's the spirit you got. You, yeah, you. Well, that's how you paid your tithes. We will offer donations. Is your part of getting a land, school, and banquet hall up? That's Yahweh's business. You put yourself behind Yahweh's business, and then watch the blessing come from Yahweh's business. Then he'll say, in Malachi, I'll give you a double if you do what I tell you to do. That's a, listen, land, school, banquet hall. But they can come get their instruction. Sit down and show them this is the way. Walk therein. Understand anointed leadership. Pay your tithes. Free will offering your donation. And watch Yahweh kick in and give you a double. Now, let's wrap it up, Brother Yahweh Israel, and that's the rock, chapter 15, verse 7, 13 through 14, 18 through 20. Listen, you see all the wars over there in Jamaica? Huh? The Gadites and the Benjamites? Y'all supposed to be breaking out running trying to find the six anointed camps. That's why we got to have the school there waiting on you. Come sit down. Let me show you what we got to do. You want Yahweh to intervene? Judah leads. What it says over there in Sirach 15, verse 7, 13, 14, 18, 20, closing statement, what it say?
Book of Sirach 15, verse 7, 13, 14, 18 to 20 reads. Sirach 15, verse 7. The foolish man shall not attain unto her, and sinners shall not see her. Verse 13. Yahweh hated all abominations, and they that fear Yahweh love it not. Verse 14. Yahweh, he himself made man for the beginning. He himself made man from the beginning and left him in the hand of his counsel. Verse 18. For the wisdom of Yahweh is great. He is mighty in power and beholdeth all things. Verse 19. His eyes are upon them that fear him. He knoweth every work of man. Verse 20. He hath commanded no man to do wickedly. Neither have he given any man license to sin.
Is that read verse 14 again?
Look at Sirach 15, verse number 14. Sirach 15, verse 14. He himself made man from the beginning and left him in the hand of his counsel.
His counsel. His counsel, see, right? Man is left in the hands of his counsel, not your counsel. Because your counsel got the Gadites and the Benjamites making decisions. You ain't going away with that. You got to get in the counsel of Yahweh. Yahweh got Judah leads. Now, once you get in up under that counsel, Yahweh go intervene. But Judah got to step into the plate and be prepared to say, listen here. According to the Bible, you're out of order everywhere. Because it tells you plainly, what you're doing now is a joy of 2:7, the last line of the closing statement says what? It plainly tells you what you're doing. And joy of 2:7, the last line tells you exactly what you're doing. See, we got to be able to go and fly down there and say, look here. According to Benjamin, the Gadites, you know all you're doing. And really, according to Joel, the last line says what? What did it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
They should not break their ranks.
They should not break their rank. And you don't did it. How you going to break rank and think Yahweh is going to intervene in there? Judah leads. Whatever it is, I don't care what it is, Judah leads. Come to the big banquet hall to be. The school, sit down. Judah leads. Yahweh will intervene. How we do that? Pay your tithes, free will offering, donation. Come. Let's get it going on. Brother Yahdai Israel. Closing statement.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The way it's rolling out, see Israel, see Royal. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, God. Let me tell you something. Listen, the Bible, make your decision according to the Bible. Yahweh came 70 miles to keep the peace. Over in the land of Ham, over there called Africa, you ain't keeping the peace. Over there in South America, the Caribbean, you ain't keeping the peace. How did you want him to intervene? What you see you made treaties that you get ready to celebrate on January the 6th, a treaty. They didn't keep that treaty. Huh? They didn't keep the treaty. And you know what they did? We'll tell you about it soon. The treaty that you get ready to celebrate January the 6th, they broke that treaty. You know, on our broadcast, Marlon Brando tell you that we as a turtle people, to each of my himself and, you know, five sons of Esau, the white man, the white woman. That's what he's talking about. He said, we are terrible people. We didn't keep no peace. We didn't keep no treaty. We broke every treaty it is. We got it on the broadcast. Every treaty. We broke every treaty. You know that? So you getting ready to celebrate, that's folly. You get ready to celebrate a feast.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. Means broken or changed or altered.
Well, you know, that let me know, WCC. You know, you be knowing everything. Huh? But you know, and that's why you pack this network. We clear on what you working with, huh? We clear what you working with.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Hallelujah, we're on that. But now, you're going to lose this one here. There's no question about it. You know, listen. You see what David said? David said to Gad, Nim, and Benjamin, y'all come to hell? He said, yeah, we come to hell. See, that's how it's going to happen. See, we can read how it's going to happen. But you got to get your spirit right for Yahweh to intervene. You got to get your spirit right. Find our elder. That's right. See, one thing about it, the WCC, they run this thing absolute, no question about it. I mean, you know, they got it down pat. They run it absolute. To bring our elder in and get his clothes and faith. So you see what I'm trying to take. That, listen, when we turn back to Yahweh, but what kind of way? Yahweh's going to intervene. But you got a good step on your hand, fixing on the camera. You got to step it up some. There's a lot of fire got to be put out. We'll show you the way. But it's up to you to study. When Yahweh drop that spirit on you at 334 on you, he'll give you without measurement. Then we're going to take that, and we're going to take that WCC too. And see, I'm appointed. Elmer Patel, you're on the clock for your clothes. Come on.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. Thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen to our broadcast, because as you have found out, there's always a lot to learn. You have many quick people questioning the authority of how we are able to do what we do, but they're not able to back it up. Well, we don't worry, because they even question Yahweh the Son. If you read the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 23 and 24, let's see what happened here. Verse 23, and when he's coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority thou do these things, and who gave thee this authority? 24, and Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing. Which of you, if you tell me, and likewise I will tell you what authority I do these things? Well, this tells me that we know where Yahweh the Son gets his words from, and we know where we get our teachings from. Protocol of the Bible. We teach that each and every time. We know we came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand until we make that point. But Yahweh ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there, as I said earlier, camouflage their evil or confused teachings, mostly confused teachings, and they want to get very loud about what they think they don't know. Well, this is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity. Welcoming and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live and always with new and exciting topics. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word and connecting the books as you've seen us do. Your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you all have not. This is what you came to seek, and now you have to look no further, because you found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not having a class on Tuesday unless it's a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Now the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. We have a class starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath, we have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any device. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And when you click enter, just on the big line, you will see choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures and the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. And as was said earlier, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahweh. While there, don't forget to check the calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. You'll find us the feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. When the red live button appears, click that. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're using also two email addresses Twitter listening members to use. The first is tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. For writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few phone numbers also you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is 319-527-6065. The other phone number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps. Also, by calling the same number, you can order any one of our particular 12 programs sponsoring the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. That's right. You can order any particular 12 programs of your choice sponsored by the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Now, if you've missed the beginning of the program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. You'll find the program time is repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, just look for the program you're late logging into or any previous day at that point you'd like to listen. Now, doing the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. Pal Talk will be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics we discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. You'll find we'll be taking no comments off-topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. For you to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, don't try to win the Bump the Gums contest, as I had experience a few days ago with this bad preacher. I didn't want to miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which was said unto me. You have to remember, we're rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this particular time, so we can continue our learning process, we will pass our program back to our Seer Israel, where the learning can continue. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Elder, that's excellent. And we'll catch you on that big station, and we'll ride a little shotgun on that big station over there, no problem. But one thing about it, see, there's no accident when things come up, but they written out January, I got the memo, January the 6th. But see, once you understand January the 6th, you got a celebration of signing a treaty. The sister that she's from the tribe of Ashanti, and you go in the Chronicle book, you're about the fourth chapter and read, the Ashanti tribe is the tribe of Judah. Now, she had brothers that she strategized with them to help you win. Now, one of these brothers could have signed nothing in English or Latin. They couldn't sign nothing in English or Latin. They couldn't sign nothing in English and nothing in Latin. They could have did it. They got streets over their name. We're not going to, we just read it out. Over there in, up under Maroons, a part of the land that you got, you're fighting over. You got a street over there called ACCOMPONG. That's the brother of Nancy. That's Granny Nanny's brother. You got another brother named CUBJOE. That's another one of these brothers. You got another brother named JOHNNY. And you got another brother named, she got another brother named QUAO. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4. She had four brothers that were sent over there to preserve life from you, for you, from the Ashanti tribe of Judah. They the one led the battle. Then after they shows you how to camouflage yourself, That's what she brought to the table. She said, look here, now this is how you're going to beat them. You see, you know, we call, y'all call the Bushmans, right? Yeah. Okay, good. Get into the bush. Put bushes all over your body. Turn into a little tree. And every time they walk past you, you got that Mercedes, that knife, cut them on their neck, then get back in the tree. They'll drop it out. They'll drop it like flies. And they cut you on, you cut your knees off and cut your ankles off real quick. Then they'll get back in the tree and you look around and say, God, these people got to be spiritual. How did we fall all in body parts like this? He said, look here, Captain, we got to make a deal with these people. You know, when we go in them boards, we know we don't see no peoples. But we get cut off at the knees, the ankles, the necks all laying out, and we look back, and we don't see them but a bunch of dead bodies. Look, Cap, make a treaty with them. So they called you to the table. You was cutting them up, jumping back in the bushes. You had bushes where it'll pop and throw a machete in the back of their back. And they look back and see nothing. These people got to be. They got something going on. We can't win this, Cap. So, you beat them down. How did you even come to the table? Because the sisters that mustered about them said, hey, don't do nothing. Keep whooping them. Why do you check in with the sister said? Or Granny and Annie that's on a $500 bill? Do you know she on your $500 bill right now in Jamaica? Yeah, that woman on your $500 bill, Granny Nanny from the Shante tribe. Every time you get a $500 bill, you're looking at Judah. Y'all got Judah. And you give her to celebrate her and her four brothers. But you call them runaway slaves from Africa. You see that? That's why we got to come, y'all. We got to come. You see what's going on here? And now you give it E. Hall. You ain't got no fringes on. You have Christians. You worship a dead man. You're doing the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace is Yahweh the Son, the living man. Not no dead man. Shoot. Well, you know the best part of this broadcast? When you bring the mothers in. That's the best part of this broadcast. Whatever we don't say, but guess what? Now it's time for the best part of this broadcast. Let's see if we find the mothers out of Camp 1. And the mothers are going to talk to you. That's the best part of this broadcast. See, we doing all we can to tell you, you got to get in order. But I'll tell you what. Why don't you believe what the mothers got to say to you? That's what you do. You believe, you know, we can go read that. He told Big Joe after Big General. He said, Big Joe. He said, hey, Big Joe. He said, will you hear? The mother said, would you hear, Joe? Yeah, I hear. I hear. Go on, tell me something. Okay, you national orders. Would you hear? They tell you something. You meet the mother out of Camp 1. A loud voice, you say. Mother Z, tribe of Yadad Judah. Audience is packed all over the known world. Yahweh be to see you right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, Israel, our royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to read some of David's prayer when he had sinned, and I'm going to start reading at verse 6 and read down to, I'm going to start reading at verse 7 and read down to verse 10, and then I'm going to skip and go to Psalm chapter 51, verse 6 Behold, dost thou desire, trust in the outward part and in thy hidden part. Then shall they make me to know wisdom. Verse 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be, and I shall wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Verse 8. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Verse 9. Hide not thy face from my sin, and thou art all my iniquity. Verse 10. Create in me a clean mind, O Yahweh, and renew a righteous spirit within me. I'm going to Isaiah, verse 1. Start reading at 16 down to 18. Wash you, make you clean, put away all evil from your doing, for from before my eyes, cease to do evil. Verse 17, learn to do well, seek nourishment, the fatherless, please the widow. Verse 18, come now and let us reason, let us reason together, said the Yahweh, though your sin be as that they shall be as white as snow. They shall be as wool. And I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 8 and verse 2. Matthew 8 and 2 reads, and behold, there came a leopard and worshipped him, said, Yahweh, if thou wouldest, thou canst cause me. If thou would thus make me clean. Verse 3. And Yahweh put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leper was clean. Verse 4. And Yahweh said unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way. So show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Verse 5. And when Yahweh was ended unto see. There came unto him beseeding him. And I'm going to go to St. John chapter 15:3. 2 John 15:3, and it reads, Now you are clean, the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No, neither no more can he, except he abide in me. Verse 5, I am the vine, he are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, he can do nothing. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and man gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. Verse 7, if he abide in me and my word abide in, he shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Verse 8. Herein is my Father's honor, that he must bear much fruit, so shall he be my disciple. 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Verse 10, if ye keep my Torah instruction, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's Torah instruction and abide in his love. And I'm going to stop right there. And I'm going to say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Yeah, Hallelujah, Yahuwah. It's all right with me. Excellent. All right. That's Moses. One thing about it, see, right here. You know, the mothers got the same spirit. They get in there. And that's the same thing we got to do. They'll get in there. Get up there. They'll push it on you, too. So the bottom line is that spirit we're talking about. See, right, we got to get in there, and we got to, you know, stop hiding behind a curtain and get in there, and let's get it going on. All right, let's see if I find what Mother E got to say. Now, we know Mother E got something to say, too. We meet the mothers out of Camp 1. I know it's Camp 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mothers are all over the place, no doubt about it. But we'll see what Mother E got to say on this sixth day of the Feast of Dedication. Is this see right? Feast Day of Dedication. Yahuwah came 70 miles. Huh? He came 70 miles to celebrate. You waiting on somebody to tell you about it, huh? Mother E, Father Yah God Judah. Yahuwah be to see right.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. See right. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, out there in Jamaica, they've been coming all over the world to attend a treaty that was broken. But the peace that Yahuwah got in the Bible, they paid no never mind. So what you got to tell this master audience, you on the clock, Mother E, you on the clock, come up.
But I want to say to the national audience tonight, I'm reading for out of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verses 10 and 11. And I'm going to Isaiah 43, 2 to 5. And I'm going to Daniel 3:25 and Revelation 22:17. But I'm going to Revelation, Daniel 3:25 and Revelation 2:17 after I read Jeremiah 10 and 11.
Let me say one thing. Remember, tomorrow we be on the network at 7:30. At 7:30 for the Saturday at 7:30 tomorrow. So remember, class starts at 7:30 tomorrow. All six anointed camp will be open for the seventh day of the feast at 7:30 tomorrow. Okay, that mother, you on the clock. Come on.
Okay. So I'm reading Jeremiah chapter 30 with verse 10 and 11. And it says, therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Israel, said the Yahweh, need be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Israel shall return and shall be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Verse 11, for I am with thee, said the Yahweh, to save thee, though I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee and measure thee, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. Okay, I did you get that wrong. I'm still going to Isaiah 43:2-5. So Isaiah 43:2-5 reads, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Verse 3, for I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, the righteous one of Israel, thy servant. I give Egypt for a ransom, Ethiopian and Sabaoth for thee. Verse 4, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for their life. Verse 5, fret not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Okay, I'm going back to verse 2. I'm going from verse 2, I'm going to Daniel 3:25. And Daniel 3:25 reads, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no burn, and the form of the fourth is like the son of Yahweh. And I'm going to Revelation 2:17. And it says, and the spirit and the bride come and let him that hears say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So it's telling us that if Yahweh be for us, we can walk in the fire, but we got to first be right with Yahweh. First we got to be right with Yahweh, then we can walk through the fire in the fire won't burn us. But and it said in Revelation, it said, if we thirsted, come, and he'll give us to drink. So if we are thirsty, we still, you know, we want this word. So we got to really want this word to get for him to give us drink. So this word is this water is telling us. I hope I'm not saying wrong. This water is telling us about the word that y'all want to give us the word. That's all I had to say to this national audience. Hallelujah.
Mo. Thank you, Mo. Well, you might drop some Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 through 12 on it, and we'll put that on the table, Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 down to verse 12. What it say? And we'll close out with this. Malachi. Because all about one thing. If you do the Yahweh's will, he going to intervene. Now, if you keep doing your own thing, we going to always end up show all over the world. Let's do some Yahweh's thing. Malachi 3, 7 out of verse 12 says
okay. Malachi chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. Malachi chapter 3, verse 7. Even from the day of your fathers, you are gone away from my honor and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Yahweh of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Verse 8, will a man rob Yahweh? You have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee, and tithe and offer? Verse 9, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, said the Yahweh of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you